want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And of course, if you did not know, our home base is right here in Houston, Texas, and it is truly one of the most dynamic and vibrant cities I think that my family and I have had an opportunity to live in. And if there's one thing I've learned over the past 6 months since we've made this big move, is that Houston is home of some of the best sports fans in all the country, and it is one of the big reasons why Houston continues to host major sporting events. There are several on the horizon, and we're looking forward to talking about it this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. That's why we have extended an invitation tonight to Janice Burke. She is the CEO of the Houston Sports Authority, who plays an integral role with securing these sporting events. Good evening, Janice. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Well, we've got a lot of ground to cover, and I'm going to lead off our conversation by just kind of talking about and sharing with our listeners across the country just this strong reputation that Houston has. And they are accustomed to hosting major sporting events. They've already hosted two Super Bowls. They've got another one coming up in 2017, 12 NBA Finals. It is an exciting time for the city of Houston.
It really is, and I think that we who live here, we know that, you know, we see it every day. But it's fun in my job that I get to go out and kind of tout to the rest of the world and to the rest of the country why Houston is the best sports city around and try to bid for these events and bring them. There's a lot of competition, especially with the big mega marquee events. But we continue to win them over and over again, and it's the fans, we have a great volunteer base, and we have these fantastic facilities.
Janice, kind of give us a summary of some of the upcoming events, because I know that Houston is looking to host multiple NCAA championships. Kind of break that down for us.
Yeah, so NCAA did something different this year than they've done in years past, and they went out to bid 84 national championships. And we won some of those. We have a Division I men's Final Four coming. Of course, most of the community knows about that. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, we made it to the finals for a women's Final Four. We have a Division I men's soccer college cup coming, which would take place at BBVA Compass Stadium. And then we have Division III women's golf championships in 16 and 17, and Division II women's golf championships in 18 that we won through that process.
Janice Burke is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are zeroing in on the city of Houston. She is the CEO of the Houston Sports Authority right here in Harris County. And obviously, I'm very excited to learn about Houston potentially being a finalist for the 2017 for the Women's Final Four. When will that be determined?
Well, there's a group of us at the bid committee will be going to the Women's Final Four in Nashville. We will tour their facilities, kind of get a behind-the-scenes look at exactly what it takes to put this on. Of course, it's similar to the men's, so we have an idea, but it'll give us a chance to walk around. And then the final bid is due on May 2nd by 5 p.m. All bid cities, there's seven of us in the finals here.
Uh-huh.
And then there will be some in-person meetings. They'll come to Houston. They'll tour. We'll have a few phone conversations throughout the summer. And then we will go for one last final in-person presentation in November.
Well, it's an extensive process. So when the committee is looking at, you know, prospective hosts, what are those keys that they're specifically they're looking forward to?
Well, I think, you know, the facility and the footprint around the facility, because a lot of these events have grown. So they're not just the event itself. You know, you have a fan fest area, or you have, in this case with Women's Final Four, there is a women's convention attached to it, so that would be at the George R. Brown. We have that whole Discovery Green Park area that we use so well now here in Houston. And so, and with the other anchor hotel, the Convention Center Hotel on the other side of the Convention Center, similar to the Hilton Americas, we're just going to have this really great kind of dynamic circle encompassed area for fans and people to be a part of it, even if they don't have a ticket to the event itself.
Well, and you got to love, too, getting the kind of support from Texas A&M head women's basketball coach Gary Blair.
Yes, and, you know, we have a great relationship with Rice and U of H and all of our universities and colleges here in this area, and so they'll be around the table. But we thought what a strength it is to bring in Texas A&M with their experience, and they've also hosted a lot of national championships on campus. So it's been a really good team.
Janice Burke joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. She is the CEO of the Houston Sports Authority. And I think it's important for all the folks, even here in Houston, how they can participate. And I know you're always looking for volunteers. Reach out to our audience tonight and tell them where they can go online, check out some of the things that are happening, these upcoming events, and where they can find more information.
Yeah, so if you go to HoustonSports.org, we have a volunteer area, we have so many events that interest just a whole variety of people. So from the Transplant Games of America that's coming this summer, mm-hmm. that's one that our medical community is very involved with, and it's a very emotional event. Those that have lost loved ones come and cheer on those that are recipients of those donor organs. The Grand Prix coming up this summer, we've got SWAC basketball and SWAC football in the fall. There's just a wide variety, and depending what sport you love, we welcome anyone to join us.
You know, I said in the open, Janice, that Houston has such a strong reputation for hosting major sporting events, and they've already hosted two Super Bowls, and on the horizon, of course, is Super Bowl in 2017. What kind of role will the Houston Sports Authority have in preparing for that?
Well, we were on the bid committee, but it's a big community effort. So the Convention and Visitors Bureau, we had folks from Houston First that run our convention center and the theater district facilities, and the city was involved, the county was involved. That is a mega, mega bid to put together. And Rick Campo is leading those efforts, and Houston is going to blow them away once again like we did when we hosted last time.
Well, and I was going to ask you too, Janice, you know, what kind of economic impact does this have? I mean, what are the projections in terms of for Houston?
Oh gosh, it's in the millions. I mean, if you look at just the economic impact from the NBA All-Star game that we hosted,
right.
Last year it was $50 million,
wow.
And, you know, you times it by, 10 with a Super Bowl.
We are so glad you've been joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio at the Big East Sports Show. Janice Burke, the CEO of the Houston Sports Authority, has been joining us. And once again, tell all of our listeners where they can go and find out more information.
If you go to our website, HoustonSports.org, you can learn about all the different events we're bidding on or that we have coming that are already awarded. And you can volunteer. We'd love to have anyone who has an interest.
Janice, we sincerely appreciate you dropping by tonight, and we look forward to catching up with you real soon, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We will be right back with much, much more.